Tax the rich digging in, and oh, not Petraeus again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the flyover states, all those nooks and crannies. Hope you had a terrific weekend, and here we are again. Thanksgiving week, a short week for many people. Hopefully in the next couple of days you'll get together with family or friends and be able to celebrate and be thankful for what you have in your life. We're also going to be talking about turkeys, though, this year. Who are the biggest turkeys across the board in anything? Business, politics, life in general. Those who just were squawking too much and were turkeys. I got a list a mile long. Start thinking of yours. We're going to do that in our next show. And the day after that, Tuesday into Wednesday, we'll be doing the Nail the Score thing. So a day early, your chance to win bragging rights and some wonderful swag from America Tonight by nailing the score. Who knows what the game will be? Our supercomputer will randomly pick our Thanksgiving week special game of the week. And maybe you'll be a winner. You don't have to know anything about football. You don't have to care about football. All you have to do is guess which team's going to win and what the final score will be. And if you don't want to guess, but you really want to participate, you can steal my score or Matt's, because we don't count. We don't get the prizes. Oh. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. That is still on the minds of many people across the country just because it was like a snowball that got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like a lie. A lie, once it's told, if it just gets told to one person, it kind of dissipates. But if it gets told to the next person, then it's exaggerated a little bit more. Then it gets told to the next person, it gets even bigger. And this is the whole thing about Benghazi. The reason it became such a big deal in the first place is because something didn't seem right when the White House was talking about a couple of different reasons for the murder of the four Americans, including Ambassador Stevens, who's a lifelong diplomat, and the families of those people. They don't want this swept under the rug. They want to know the answer. So they know that if it keeps being talked about and there's hearings on the Hill, they just might get an answer. They might get an answer to what it is that happened at that consulate. Yes, we know it was a hairy, scary area. Yes, we know that there was requests for more security that went on deaf ears. There wasn't security requests in April, March, then in the summertime, and then lo and behold, what happens? It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But what led to the slaughter in Libya? What happened to those four Americans and the others that were injured, too, by the way? Were there militants that were being held there? Was that part of the story? What happened? It was not a spontaneous demonstration. We certainly know that. And these controversial remarks, why not just set the narrative straight? I just, that's the part I don't understand. Or is it just, you know, hey, we don't care. You think what you want to think, we'll go through this process, we'll play the game, but that's all we're going to do. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman, Saxby Chambliss, is pushing the president to just push on the pressure points. Do whatever you can. Let's find out what's going on. And in the meantime, guess what else is happening in the Middle East? We've got Israel and Hamas, basically, in the Gaza Strip. It's Hamas. Is there going to be any kind of a ceasefire here? It looks like Bill Clinton is the guy to send when you want to broker peace. Remember, he did that thing in North Korea where you had Lisa Ling's sister and two other people that were being held. He got their release. He's good at that kind of thing, so send him off with his aw shucks charm, and maybe he can make that happen, because there's just nests of rockets that are being fired both ways. And who gets hurt in between? You hear about children that are getting hurt. Four kids were killed on the Gaza Strip side, and they're saying that it's reaching some of the neighborhoods in Israel when they're lobbed back. So that's not good. Shambliss, by the way, focused a lot of his conversation, because he's part of the Sunday Swirl, on the Fox News Sunday program, talking about the controversy over U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice and Rice's comments about the terrorist attacks. He says it's a mystery who changed the talking points from an attack plot to a spontaneous demonstration. And here he is, little snippets of that.
At some point, she needs to come in and say what the president or the White House directed her to say. Everybody there was asked, do you know who made these changes? And nobody knew. The only entity that reviewed the talking points that was not there was the White House.
All right, so just give us the talking points and let's get on from here, unless there's something, you know, the more the smoke builds, the more the thought is there's something that we don't know, that what's going on, why weren't we just told in the beginning, and then this drags on and on and on and on. So we, you know, from day one, did we know it was a terrorist attack? Well, the CIA director, former CIA director, David, I can't help myself with the email, Petraeus, never stopped believing that the September 11th attack was terrorist-related. He said that from day one, because of the automatic weapons, the RPGs, the mortars, all that stuff was not a demonstration. So there was a reluctance for some reason to just say, you know, here's what happened. And there was somehow there was a mistake about thinking it was this film or, you know, whatever. Or do you think it's all a bunch of nonsense and it's not even relevant? I was talking to one of my favorite people who shall remain nameless from Washington the other day, who said, you know what, this is just irrelevant. Why keep going down this path? Because it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter. We are now all agreeing it was a terror attack. We're saying it was a terror attack. So if one day it was one thing and the other day it was another thing, does it matter that much, or is this just sour grapes from the Republicans? Do you think it's sour grapes, or do you think we should focus truly on what happened here in that consulate and what happened with the four people that were killed? You know, why do we need to know this? Why do we need to know how they handled this terrorist attack? Why? And the reason is I think that because it'd be very easy to say, and I guess this is it, why can't, if somebody made a mistake and initially they thought, okay, this is what it is, why can't you say, well, listen, we thought initially, this is what we were hearing, we thought it was the carryover from Cairo, but lo and behold, then we started to hear about the weapons. I mean, is it that simple, or I'm just making it simple for the administration? You know, I think that now it has a life of its own, and it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're tired of not knowing, I guess, what the truth is that happened there. That's what I would say. So just say, what happened? And then let's get on with it. Then I absolutely agree. But maybe you think it's a bunch of runaround nonsense. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1726.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Just baby, let the fire get higher. Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, abracadabra. You make me hot, you make me sigh.
Hey, coming up at the tail end of this hour, we've got mailbag. A lot of you sending me mail on different things, including one listener who said she was disappointed with the way I handled the election. Not so much over what we did on the show as far as the Democrats, Republicans, that kind of coverage, but that there wasn't enough attention given to the third party. What do you think? Usually I get blasted for mentioning the third party and saying constantly, ever since I got on the air, we need a third party. It's too much of a jam and too much of a political machine on the Hill. But there was no way any of those third party candidates had a whiff of a chance of winning this time around. Nope. If you want to look at third party success stories, you'd have to, who really garnered a big chunk of the vote, you'd have to look at you would have to look at Ross Perot. Definitely. Not to say that I think we should, I think as many people who want to be involved in the process should get involved, absolutely. And, you know, this is the reason why I'm always saying we need something different. We need something to shake things up in Washington. But that sounds so trite and it sounds, It sounds almost naive because the process has become so politicized, and you have to know the person who knows the person who knows the person to really get in there, that the third party chances aren't good right now, but I think they will be in the future, because I think younger people are not going to put up with that. I think they want to be more involved in what happens in their futures, and they're going to look for different Ron Paul kind of people, more libertarian bent, definitely not beholden to party politics. That really, really could change. Really, and that's exciting to me, but it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it's absolutely not going to happen overnight. So I was mentioning about Israel and the strikes that are happening with Hamas and Gaza, and the fact that Israel, what they're saying is people are scared to death in Israel. But in the 5 days since the assault began, the Iron Dome has intercepted about 300 rockets. They say the success rate is 80 to 90%. Wow. 80 to 90%. That's huge. And, you know, what we're talking about there is you've got all these rockets that are fired by the Gaza militant types, right? They're streaking toward Tel Aviv. I mean, right to neighborhoods. They're right going right toward playgrounds, all that kind of stuff. And so this is an anti-rocket interceptor system. That's a pretty good percentage that they're being able to knock down that many. So in this densely populated areas, to have that kind of a success rate is really pretty good. Of course, they don't want to, they're happy they have the Iron Dome, but that it's almost perfect, but it's not preventing all casualties, just mass casualties. Remember, 3 Israelis were killed last week on a rocket attack, and on Sunday, 2 Israelis were injured when a rocket crashed near their car. Oh, boy, that's awful. And we saw on the other side, you've got some 4 kids I mentioned were killed because of this. How long does this continue to go on between Hamas and Israel? And here's the interesting thing about this, and there was a big story, I think, on the New York Times. One of the papers I read today had something, I could be wrong about it, but probably the Times. And they were talking about this dome, that what they have is they shoot down rockets with a radar-guided missile. It's called a Tamir. And it was developed by an Israeli aerospace company and another company. And each interceptor missile, though, costs up to $50,000. And it's designed to aim at rockets headed for really populated areas. So anything that's going to go to open ground outside a big city or a town, that's just going to hit it. That's what's going to happen. And guess who paid for that? About 3 years ago, Israel got $204 million from us to help pay for some of these mobile units and to get some more batteries for it and get, you know, additional monies. So about $610 million has been pledged over the next 3 years for this defense system, and that's coming from us. That's our assistance that we're pumping into Israel. So people who think we're not involved in Israel, I know you know this because it's such a smart crowd. You know, think again. We already definitely are involved in what's happening in the Middle East right now between Israel and the Palestinians on the Gaza Strip. I'll say it again, but to me the scariest thing is the possibility of what happens should Iran blow open, because that is the ultimate powder keg waiting to explode, or maybe not. Maybe Ahmadinejad is just having a little fun and kind of teasing about what could happen in Iran and the push to enrich uranium and that it's all about power. And we know the same old songs that have been sung over and over and over again there. You know, it's interesting, too, in this Israel situation. Do you know that more than 44 million hacking attempts, they say, have been made on the Israeli government? 44 million. There is some creepy people with nothing better to do than try to hack into sites. That seems like a lot to me. How many people are running these programs and are trying to pull down the sites? And it happened when Israel began the Gaza airstrikes. So they say just one hacking attempt was even successful on a site that he wasn't going to talk about, but it was up and running after 10 minutes. That's pretty good. If they're having that many people try to block them and to only have one go down for a short amount of time, if that's true, then that's pretty good. Remember, Panetta and others have said, and we know this, cyberspace is what's going to happen in the future. Because what if you're going to try to bring a government down, if you're going to try to bring down the U.S., what would you try to do? Follow the money. Take down the banks and financial systems. And the banks here have had a lot of attacks by what's been suspected to be Iranian hackers. And, of course, why would they do that? They're responding to the economic sanctions that are aimed at Tehran to negotiate over nuclear, you know, its nuclear program. So there is a lot more working in the background here than meets the eye. Let's just put it that way. Speaking of working in the background, coming up next, I'm going to talk for a few minutes and then we're going to go to the mailbag, but about one politician who is pushing for a recount and apparently is going to get its recount and it has already started. Can you name that politician? If you're thinking Sunshine State, of course. Don't all controversies begin and end in Florida? I can name at least six off the top of my head. Starting with the Hanging Chads, but even before that, Ilian Gonzalez, Hanging Chads. Petraeus has a tie, of course, to Florida. And election problems might be the worst big state with so much on the line that struggles in getting the elections correct. But one Republican got his way, and they are recounting the ballots. Do you know who it is? I'm going to tell you next.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Tell you that it was Congressman Alan West who fought hard because of all the problems they had in Florida for a recount, and they started doing that over the weekend. 37,379 ballots from early voting in the race between West and the Democrat Patrick Murphy. So, because in St. Lucie County, the decision is split 2-1, and that would be kind of a temporary win for West. He trails Murphy by less than 2,000 votes for that 18th district seat that covers Martin and Palm Beach counties and St. Lucie, too, as well. So doing the counting, I think, was probably smart because it was just that close. When it's that close, just do it. It's not that many compared to what we've seen in the past, so just get it done. So they started doing it. They started to... the recount started after 10 a.m., and that's what they're doing. It's a kind of a last-ditch effort, but it's smart when it's that tight, I think, to do it. They had problems with machines. They had all kinds of things that were doesn't make any sense to me, how they can't seem to get it right. Nothing's 100%. I get that. But the way they vote in Florida, 6 hours in line, 8 hours in line, ridiculousness, the problems with machines, I don't know. Something's not right. And I heard from somebody that I knew that was actually a precinct captain and who wouldn't go on the air with me, but he told me that there were problems where he was, or he had people, with people demanding to vote that didn't have anything with them and causing a ruckus for, you know, 20 minutes at one of the places. And, you know, so this some of these stories that we've heard are absolutely true. So good for Wes to demand the recount, because that's just a little bit too tight. And, hey, if he gets the recount and Murphy wins, so be it. But then Murphy knows that he wins it. So that's the whole thing. Some people were saying he was trying to manipulate the law to suppress the votes. And, you know, listen, let them vote. Let the people vote. If they, especially when people waited that long, get it right. If people, I can't even imagine that. I don't think I've ever, the longest I've waited voting has been 15 minutes ever in my whole life. 15 minutes. So is it just because I lived in bigger places that were more efficient? I voted in Ohio. I voted in New Jersey. I voted in California. I voted in New Mexico. I voted in Texas. And they were medium to big areas. But I didn't have any problems any time I went to vote. And I think you got to encourage people and not frighten them about what's happening. But you got to get the most accurate results, for goodness sake, that you can get. With that being said, some of you still wanted to talk about the election that just was. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Yes, I mentioned this email that I got from a listener, and I appreciate the email. It was from Judy Klein, who said, Kate, I was terribly disappointed with your show throughout the last election. Twice I heard you mention Gary Johnson's name, but you never really gave him an extended credibility as a candidate. We will never break up the two-party system until other candidates are given equal time by the media, and I don't mean bought time. That's what keeps this country so focused on the Republicans and Democrats. If Johnson had won the Republican primary, I am sure he would have been continuously publicized by the media, with or without paid advertising, until the media ends its narrow-mindedness and greed. The two-party system will remain unchallenged. I guess I just expected more objectivity and open-mindedness from you. And to which I would say, Judy, thanks for the email. But I already have said this, that I've talked many times about the third party. I had somebody on to talk about the fact that there was actually a big debate they had in Chicago and what was going on in that debate, what happened there. It wasn't just Gary Johnson. There were several candidates. And Gary Johnson, I'm very familiar with. He, in fact, he advertised on the network twice, the very popular governor of New Mexico. I had a friend that worked for Gary Johnson, really, really liked him. And yes, he made a lot of sense in some of the stuff that he said, just like Ron Paul. But you are right about this. There is a massive logjam when it comes to the two parties. And it's going to take time to break that logjam. But I don't think it's, and you could say, I wouldn't say that about the network that I'm on right now, because there wasn't advertising really from giant advertising, I don't believe, from the Democrats and from the Republicans. In fact, it was the opposite. It was more third party. It was all third party stuff in anything that I heard. So I think that we will have a third party, or we'll have a different voice, but it's going to take a dynamic person. It's going to take a lot of young people backing the course of that, because it's, you know, traditions and history and long life, people that have lived their whole life, rather, better way to say that, as a Democrat or a Republican, unless they're just completely sick of it, there's that allegiance to the party, and they're going to vote sometimes just straight along party lines, no matter what, because that's what they're comfortable doing, and And that's what they believe in, the basic ideology. So you're going to have some really good, strong people who are going to be able to break that up. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin, and he says, Kate, I am so sick of people talking about this election. It is over. People, move on. I don't agree with Obama in much of anything except for the one thing that his campaign had on its placards. Forward. Got to move forward. No use crying over spilt milk. If you don't like what happened in the last election, work harder to make sure the results are different next time around. Touche. Yep, well, that's the thing. Work harder next time around. More ground game. The Democrats do say this. The so-called ground game, not as much money was spent there. In other words, it was just grassroots in some of the areas that were the so-called states that could go in either direction, the swing states. So they cultivated the people, the vote that they thought would matter, women, minority votes, etc., and just kept working on that. And it apparently paid off. It wasn't so much about massive advertising there, although there was certainly huge advertising budgets for the Democrats, just like the Republicans, but it was the grassroots touch in specific ways, I think, that mattered maybe the most. All right, here's one from Bob in Vermont. Bob in Vermont says, boy, this Petraeus nightmare is ridiculous. You could be the worst joke teller in the world and come up with a punchline to Paula Broadwell and her book, All In. She's now saying she's sorry for what happened by the affair. Didn't she pretty much go after Petraeus, and he was stupid enough to fall for it and then fell into the deep dark hole of an affair that he thought nobody would find out about? Shame on him. I don't so much care about the affair, but now that it's out, what a dummy to be the head of the CIA and to carry on that way and just hope that he doesn't get caught. What do you think? I think that there is something about being powerful and having the things that happen around you happen. You think that you're untouchable, I guess. The email thing, although it wasn't on the internet email, it was left in a specific place and they would go to that same place. How this whole thing happened, I mean, you know, he gets involved with this woman who's married, has two kids, wants to write his biography. She writes the biography. She goes to Afghanistan, does all that stuff. And she is going to be not as damaged as he is about this whole thing. And she's probably going to write another book about it. And, yes, she's being hounded by the media, but so is everybody else in this whole circle. And because she was crazy enough to send a ridiculous amount of threatening emails to somebody she felt threatened by because of her looks and connection to Petraeus, this Jill Kelly, that's what brought the whole house of cards down. And I guess that's the point, is really, do we care about the affair? Should that take somebody down because of the affair that's being carried on? Or do we care about the fact that how much time with this emailing and all this other stuff, and the fact that once again you have a kooky, nutty female who's jealous of some other woman who's not the wife, who's just another woman who's involved with him during his Tampa years? And, oh, it's mind-boggling that somebody in that position could have behaved that way and think that I'll just, you know, I'm going to cover up the affair and I'm just going to hope for the best. It's probably going to be fine. He wasn't even thinking that anybody would ever find anything out. Boom, it's done. It's over with. Whew. I got out of that unscathed, but not so fast. Not so fast. Yeah. If you have any thoughts on the show or anything else, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. We'll be right back.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Of We Can Count. Let me tell you the ways we can count. A lot of ways. I thought about this with Sandy. How many pets? Because naturally we're concerned about human life over the life of pets. I mean, I hate to say it as a pet owner who adores my needy golden retriever, but yeah, it's true. Kids have pets. Families have family dogs or cats or whatever it is that they have. You got to love this. At least 60 cats and dogs, and there may be many more, but at least 60 of them that were orphaned in Sandy got a new home 3,000 miles away in Southern California. Southwest Airlines and SeaWorld teamed up to fly the animals to the Helen Woodward Animal Shelter in California. They knew that lots of animals would have lost their homes. They saw that that happened in Katrina. So you had a flight crew and veterinarians that donated time to ensure that they got to their new house. And there were other people that were there to help them, even in New York. Rachel Ray and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals opened a 20,000 square foot shelter in New York to help the animals that were left homeless by the storm. And so the goal was for the people that were displaced, they could also bring their pets in and board them for up to 30 days or so, which is great because think of the amount of people struggling, no power, houses that were half there, all that kind of stuff. So you had about 16,000 animals, they say, that were affected altogether. Could be more or a little bit less. But at least 16,000 people, or 16,000 pets, rather, that were affected in the 10 states. Because that's another thing that you forget about. Yes, lots of damage in New Jersey and the shoreline, lots of damage in New York, but you had damage in other areas too. You had damage in Massachusetts a little bit and a couple of the other states, 10 states altogether, up and down the eastern seaboard, Virginia and whatnot. How about this with San Francisco? San Franciscans may be forced to cover up outside of their homes, and some nude activists, and there's a whole bunch of them in San Francisco, aren't happy about that. The city, only in San Francisco, the city is scheduled to vote Tuesday on an ordinance, that's this week, that if passed would make it illegal for anyone over the age of 5 to expose themselves in public. They say exemptions would be made for parades and festivals if they have a city permit, but if it passes, that's that. That's what it'll be. So there was a bunch of activists who filed a federal lawsuit against the city on Wednesday of last week asking that a judge issue a temporary restraining order to stop the vote on Tuesday and provide the court enough time to determine the merits of the case, to stretch it out, in other words. What they're saying is if the ordinance is enacted, first-time offenders would be fined $100. The fine increases to $200 if it's the second time within 12 months. The third time a nudist is caught, they would get a $500 fine, and they could be charged with a misdemeanor. So I'm going to say that the nudist, especially the first time around, they might risk it if that's what happens. And most likely, the ban is going to pass. They're going to have to wear clothes when they're outside. I don't think it's going to go in the other direction. It certainly doesn't look like it anyway. What does a family do when they don't have money and they're just a little bit crazy? Well, a father, son, and daughter arrested in bank robberies. Can you imagine? Imagine the planning for that. I think it's kind of creepy, but you look at the family, and they look like any ordinary middle-class family, actually. So they might have robbed as many as 7 banks in 2 states. It's Ronald Catt, who's 50, and has 2 kids, 20-year-old Hayden and 18-year-old Abby. They were arrested last week when they robbed a credit union in Katy, Texas, which is just outside of Houston. The deputies nailed them. They had just recently moved to the area, and they say they might be responsible for other robberies in Texas and in Oregon where they came from. They entered the bank in disguises. They had guns before leaving with money and jumping into a getaway car. That was their MO. That's what they did. But they got a break in the case when they were able to track down the orange vest that the guys wore to a local Home Depot. So they reviewed surveillance tape. See, eye in the sky, Big Brother and all that. There's always tape somewhere. So they had the tape, and they showed the family getting the disguises at the store, so then they had them. And people were shocked because they say that they were solid community-type people. He was a single dad. He lost his wife. And now they're being held in jail on $140,000 bonds after being charged with robbery. And I'll say it again, you look at the pictures of them and they look like they could be anyone who lives down the street from you, very harmless looking, in other words, and very all-American kind of looking, actually, to be honest. care so much about music awards, but this Justin Bieber kid, boy, Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards. So here he goes again. I guess it was the 40th time around for the American Music Awards. And what a following he has. He was a big winner. He took home Artist of the Year, also Favorite Pop Male Artist and Favorite Pop Rock Album. He did two songs during the awards show. And he also apparently signed lots of autographs for an adoring female crowd outside screaming his name. And you could almost hear them screaming even when he got on stage. So how about that? So the Beepster getting the American Music Awards and signing, they say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 autographs. Now, how would they know that, 200 autographs? This was kind of a cool story that I dug up over the weekend about pennies. There's a tattoo shop owner who tiled his floor with 250,000 pennies. And this is radio, but I wish I could really describe the picture. Well, you think copper. It's covered over. Very neat looking. I've seen a floor like that before, but not with 250,000 pennies. It had some pennies in it, not quite that many. So you think about that, how much that would cost, gluing your money to the floor, then buying the tile. So that's what the tattoo gallery owner said, is about $3 a square foot. So they found the right adhesive, they fixed the pennies to the floor, then found some other people to come in and do the tiling and get some tattoo work done, kind of do a little trade deal there. So to put the whole floor together, 800 square feet of Lincoln pennies, it was 30 hours to the penny tiling deal. Wow, 30 hours. But it'd be cool to see it. I would be curious to see what it looked like. And I think a lot of people, it's a Pittsburgh tattoo parlor, but I would think a lot of people, in, at least in that area anyway, when they are up there or they live around the corner or whatever, would want to see it. And that's what happened. Now it's become a site for people to see. So now they're doing the tour thing. Yep, they're doing the tour thing at the salon. That's not going to hurt business for the tattoos. Maybe that was a smart marketing ploy. All right, last one, and unfortunately this is a sad story. There was a body believed to be one of the workers missing in that oil rig. Remember that happened, that explosion that happened in the Gulf of Mexico? They recovered the body late last night in the water near the platform. They had a private dive team that found the remains of the so far now unidentified person. It was awful, the pictures from that, what happened there. Two workers jumped from the burning platform into the Gulf. The oil rig just exploded off the coast of Louisiana on Friday, and they really were combing the area for 24 hours. And that's too bad, but it's lucky that there were only a couple of people involved in that with all the people that were on board.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.